At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I have a fascinating graffito, Nat.
Oh, my sex is on fire. It's not my sex, it's a whole continent.
Date fight!
Hello and welcome to Date Hello. Fight. It's the podcast where we take great moments that occurred on this day in history and we pitch them against each other.
Yes, we do. He's Jake Yap. I'm Nat Tapley, and together we are leaning on the dispatch boxes of history to ask the Prime Minister's questions of entertainment.
Only to be referred to the answer we gave some podcasts ago.
Some podcasts. Many, many podcasts ago.
We've got a special coming up. Our 100th in about a week is...
A week's time.
...going to feature Two Dads in the History Shed by popular request.
Yes, it will. They will be presenting the 100th episode.
Yes, but we're going to keep this one brief for operational reasons. So let's get on with it.
Yes. Round one! So I'm going to take you to the 6th of February, 1851, when all across Victoria in Australia, the worst bushfires in history were burning. They were the Black Thursday bushfires, a series of bushfires that led to 12 deaths, 1 million sheep dying, and thousands of cattle being lost. An observer at the time said the temperature became torrid. Yeah. On the morning of the 6th of February, 1851, the air which blew down from the north resembled the breath of a furnace. It wrapped the whole country in a sheet of flame. And they were the worst recorded bushfires until this year. 1 million sheep died in 1851. Would you care to guess, Jake, how many animals have died in this year's bushfires?
Is it something like a billion?
It's more than a billion. It's 1.25 billion.
Okay.
1.25. So it's only 1,000 times worse than that other
so
one.
So just the 0.25 is still...
Yeah, I was going to let you off the 0.25, but then I remembered it was 250 million animals, so they were probably worth remembering.
Probably.
Anyway, but that's all completely normal, and we don't have to take any preventative measures. That's what the Australian government says, and I, for one, couldn't have more confidence in them.
I think it's going to be great. I, too, saw this story, and I too, was going to cover this story.
Mm.
So I, too, am on the fly trying to find the other thing that I was going to do, which is the thing that I thought you were going to do.
Oh, sorry.
Temperatures today will be torrid, rising to oppressive by the mid-afternoon. Torrid. Anyway.
There'll be a furnace sweeping in from the north.
Yes.
So make sure you've got your rain hats
devastating
on.
Literally everything in its wake. I'm going to take you to the 6th of February, 1918.
Mm.
And the Representation of the People Act in Britain,
oh,
which is it's so up your strata, I cannot believe you didn't go for it. You double bluffed me, you big fake out. This was giving the right to vote to men aged over 21, whether or not they owned property.
Mm.
Quite right, too.
Yeah,
and to women aged
30 or over
30, who did have...
I like the idea that women only become sensible at 30.
Yeah, and who did have property with a rateable value above £5, or whose husbands did. Of course, how many women...
Because your brain does get better then. As soon as you get rateable property worth above £5, you make much more sensible decisions
with
your life.
Well, it makes you a better person, that, okay?
Mm.
Also, yes. I haven't had time to look, but I'm guessing that the mortality of women giving birth to children, which I'm sure they mostly did before 30 in those days, was probably quite high.
So you can winnow out the less able members of society simply through the means of infant the mortality of mothers.
So it did, though, allow 8.5 million women to vote. Which was something, I guess.
Yay!
And it started the whole first-past-the-post method of election, which has been working so well for us just lately. Getting rid of proportional representation.
Brilliant.
Yay!
Phew! Makes you proud.
What a wonderful
makes
day.
Makes you proud. Well, that's up to the listeners, whether they think the Representation of the People Act giving the vote to women over 30 is more important than the bushfires that swept through Australia in 1851.
I love suddenly you care about the animals, Nat. Wow.
And suddenly you care about politics
about
and history.
Women? Oh, God. Do the birthdays. I don't feel well.
birthday to Axl Rose, the lead singer of Guns N' Roses, whose name is an anagram of Oxal Arse. Happy...
Happy... You are stretching that, if you'll forgive the... All right, carry on.
Happy birthday to Dennis Norton, whom I assume Jake could do an impression of.
No, I'm not one of those people who...
Okay. Well, happy birthday also to Rip Torn, who I could do an impression of, but I'm not one of those people either, so you'll have to ask me in the pub. Happy Death Day to Mrs. Beaton, who invented the cookbook, which gave us such classics as Alicia Silverstone's The Kind Diet, In the Kitchen with Miss Piggy, Cooking with Coolio, the Ghetto Gourmet, Cheryl Baker's Low Calorie Cookbook, the Star Trek Cookbook, Food from the 23rd Century and Beyond.
Are these real?
These are real. Oh. These are not made up. Wow. And Hashtag Mealtime by 2 Chainz.
Fantastic. Can I just quote my favourite cookbook, which I actually own?
Yes.
Which is, someone has tried to reconstruct all the great recipes of Elvis.
Oh, yes.
And the food he liked. And the title of the book is Are You Hungry Tonight?
Well, on that note, some celebrities have tried to do punning titles on some of their famous work. So, Jake, can you guess what Sheryl Crow's cookbook is called?
I can't remember what her big song was called.
It was called If It Makes You Happy.
Oh, right, right. If You're Making Flapjack?
Nope, it's If It Makes You Healthy.
Oh, wow.
That's the Sheryl Crow cookbook.
Then why are you so sad? Isn't that how it goes after that?
Yeah, that
makes sense.
And what do you think Boy George's cookbook is called?
Oh.
I don't think much thought was put into this.
Caramel, 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 caramelized chameleons.
Almost. It's okay. Karma Cookbook. Also, happy death day to Gustav Klimt, whose ability to draw sexy Viennese people thrust him into the upper stratosphere of mid-1990s poster appearances on student walls, along with Munch, the poster from Pulp Fiction, The Levellers, Betty Blue, and Sexy Man Holding a Baby. Also, happy death day to Joanna of Bourbon, who married Charles V of France when she was age 12. But don't worry, he was age 12 too.
That makes it fine.
Yeah, they both had lots of affairs, but actually they seemed to quite like each other by the end of their lives. She's not the same as Joanna of Bourbon, who sits in the park drinking Jack Daniels and shouting at children on the zip wire. That's the death days.
True story.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Round 2!
Right, I'm going to take you to the 6th of February, 60.
Oh, 60. Interesting.
Yeah.
What?
Because it's the earliest date. This day in AD 60 is the earliest date for which the day of the week is known. How do we know it? Because someone writ it on a wall. In Pompeii, there is a graffito.
Yeah.
A graffito, Nat.
One graffitum.
Would you like a biscotto?
Graffito,
or two,
please.
Two biscotti. And it identifies this day as a dies solis.
Oh.
A Sunday.
Sunday.
Which means, of course, Wednesday.
So, but surely by that we do know what days of the week all the rest of the dates are, because you can just count back from the last one you know.
Just go get on with it after that.
So the day before it was Saturday stroke Tuesday, although I don't know why we're doing Sunday. So Sunday's Wednesday.
Yeah.
What are the other days of the week? They're just all wrong, are they?
Mercury Day?
Yeah. Mercredi? Yes. Okay. Mercredi makes sense.
Yeah. So, which is what? So, Dies Mercuri is what it would be in the Julian calendar.
So, the French just didn't change it. Is it Mars Day?
Mars.
Jove Day.
Jove.
So,
I could probably do more research on this, but we just haven't had the time.
It's just interesting to listen to people, slightly uninformed people, grope their way through the mystery to try and come to an easily ascertainable fact.
I think you should transcribe that and put that in the podcast blurb. That's the best distillation of it I've heard so far.
Today's is definitely our entry for the British Podcast Awards.
Yeah, this is the one. You're welcome, guys. Okay, what's your one then, Nat?
All right, I'm going for the 6th of February, 1947, when Robert Capa, Henri Cartier-Bresson, George Roger, David Seymour, Rita Verdient, William Vandervoort, Rita Vandervoort, and Maria Eisner all get together and form the Magnum Photo Co-op, which represented most of the very important photos which you'll know from the 20th century, and they celebrated by drinking a magnum of champagne. And at every meeting they had, they drank a magnum of champagne. so for creating the cultural and visual history of pretty much every photograph you remember from an important event of the 20th century, I'm going to nominate the Magnum Photo Company as most important thing to have happened on the 6th of February ever. Well, since 1851, anyway.
Were those the pictures that became the posters featuring in 90s student accommodation?
Yes, they did the Athena one of the man holding the baby. They did the... Robert Capa, I think, did Tennis Lady Scratching Her Bum.
Are you actually serious?
No. Henri Cartier-Bresson did Kitten Falling Out of Hammock.
Yeah, whatever. Well, nice try, Hot Shots. Yeah. I don't think it's quite as good as your United Artists from the other day.
No, well, we'll see. That's up to the public to decide.
Well,
we are not here to...
Yeah, if you listen back to Wednesdays, by which I mean Sundays, by which I mean Mercury Days...
D.A. Solis.
You can hear that. Irrespective of that, you can get yourself online and you can vote.
Yes, vote.
For whichever one you think was the best. I mean, a bit blink and you miss it, but maybe it's better to be snappy.
Yeah, let's keep him...
Shut up! So that's me being snappy. Right, we are out of here for operational reasons. Thank you very much indeed for your company. Do tell your friends about this podcast and help it to grow.
In fact, insist on everyone you take to the pub, make sure they know about this great new podcast you're listening to. It's called Date Fight. It's available everywhere for free.
Yeah.
And just tell them to get involved.
And get it in early before they're drunk and they forget. You can vote online. It's at @date_fight on Twitter.
And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/datefight.
We'll be back with more tomorrow.
We will.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.